With over 1.2 million square feet of exhibit space, the National Farm Machinery Show is the largest indoor farm show in the United States. Farmers from around the Midwest and the country make their way to Louisville to check out the cutting-edge ag products, equipment, and technology on the show floor and in the free seminars that are offered. The big iron is a big draw, but farmers are also looking to finalize seed decisions for 2023. Todd Jeffries is Vice President of Seed Genetics Direct.
We select on plant health and agronomics first and then yield. I think a lot of the big seed companies select yield only and hope that the plant holds together throughout the growing season. That can work out well sometimes, but also in a rough, hot, dry spell, those kind of hybrids tend to fall apart and fall flat pretty quickly.
Jeffrey says 2022 was a great year for Seed Genetics Direct hybrids and varieties, and they've gone through the process now of finding the best new hybrids and varieties for the upcoming season.
You know, with these endless beans, there's more and more companies breeding them now. I talked to somebody the other day, they tried E3s 3 years ago, didn't like them, but I told them, like, hey, there's a lot of new hot stuff on the market. You might want to reevaluate because we do have some really strong lines that are going to hit big.
And Jeffries believes their job at Seed Genetics Direct is to make things easier for you, the farmer.
We do publish our price sheet in the back of our seed guide, so you know what the price is and you don't have to go through 10 phone calls to figure out how big you are and different discount schedules you qualify for. So our price is in our seed guide. We have an early pay discount. Pretty simple and straightforward. We kind of like keeping things as simple as possible. Makes the headaches less severe.
Jeffries and other Seed Genetics Direct employees will be answering your questions in the North Wing, booth 4358, at the National Farm Machinery Show this week. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.